Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 4th of March, and right now it's partly cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts overcast, temperatures from low of 26 to high of 30 degrees Celsius, and windy with winds from northeast at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. Later on we can expect overcast with a chance of rain after midnight. Winds again from northeast at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 79 and will drop by noon on 59%. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 59%. Auroville Green Practices is organizing a 4-day workshop in integrated sustainable habitats. This starts tomorrow, 5th of March, and will go on until 8th of March. The workshop is aimed at deepening the understanding of a sustainably integrated approach to planning, designing and building of human habitats. It would be a series of interactive workshop sessions, presentation and site visit based on a broad themes of planning and design, green buildings material, energy management, integrated water management, waste management and landscaping will be offered. Pavilion de France presents tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga a concert with Maurice Benin, who is a troubadour of brotherhood, giving to the community an evening of French chansons. On Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niwas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, Pandit Shivnath Mishra will be performing in a Jugal Bandi with his son, also on sitar, and Prashant Mishra on tabla. A day before, which is tomorrow, they will perform in the Ashram School in Pondicherry at 8:30 p.m. Sri Shivan Mishra, sitar player, is also offering a workshop of improvisation on Hindustani music, which would be for 5 days for 2-3 hours each morning starting today with at least 10 participants at the CSC Whitehall. Beginners, intermediate and advanced students all are welcome to attend this workshop. On Friday, Saturday and Sunday, which would be 8, 9 and 10th, at Kripa in Kalabumi, the Auroville Theatre Group presents a theatre play, Prelude, by Our Theatre from Bangalore. The play is produced by Divya Nagaraj and Basil Milton and performed by Vivek Vijayakumaran, and it is in English and Hindi. Original score by Ayush Gupta and written and directed by Chanakya Vyas. And synopsis of Prelude set that is set against the backdrop of the 90s and present, a man confronts his social conditioning by tracing the journey from childhood to adulthood, playing out long-forgotten memories and events in order to find an answer to things that have shaped his life today. The play is an attempt to explore ideas of religious beliefs, identity and hypocrisy in today's urban landscape using text, gesture and original score in a solo performance. At Savitri Bhavan in International Zone we can expect on Thursday, 7th of March at 5:30 p.m. more poetry and music, Krishna's flute, The Lure of the Divine, where Gordon will play Carnatic flute and Sharadavan will read poems by different authors, and everyone is welcome. On Friday, 9th of March at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niwas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we are invited to Bharatnatyam performance by Harini Bala. Harini's first Bharatnatyam performance at the age of 5 was here in Auroville at Bharat Niwas with her parents Geeta and Krishna Kumar, who themselves are new dancers. And on Friday, she will be presenting a new piece to her choreographed by her and Father Krishna Kumar. On the 6th and 7th of March, Auroville Papers will conduct a workshop on handmade paper. On the first day, they will prepare the fiber, cleaning and cooking and bleaching and beading. And on the second day, they will work on sheet forming. To register, please call to 262-2122. At Kailash Clinic, pap smear tests are being offered as well as general consultation on women's health. A pap smear is a test to precancerous conditions of the cervix and is performed regularly every 3 to 5 years for women between 30 to 60 years, and it is done for early detection or prevention. Pap test irregularities can be also treated with alternative medicine in cooperation with gynecologists. That service is offered by a midwife who is a medical specialist to guide and support the psychological processes of women's health. For appointment for pap smears, they ask us to call Kailash Clinic in the morning between 8:30 to 12:30 on 262-2308. Between 10 to 17 of March is offered an Eco Village Design Education, EAD, 7-day training program on the basics of community design. In this course, they will look briefly at permaculture principles, governance, social outreach, community business, health, architecture, alternative currencies, and worldview. In other words, some of what you need to know to set up your own community. The course is being run at almost cost, and more than half of their participants will be Indians from outside Oroville. According to their description, they will try to offer one or two scholarships to Oroville youth, and full attendance will be required. At this course, they will also look at the other communities in the global Eco-Village network, like Saravodi in Sri Lanka, Finhorn in Scotland, the Sao Paulo Municipal Program in Brazil, Konohana in Japan, and others. They will do several field trips around Oroville and are working with Oroville resource people. There is a possibility of doing a mentorship program of 1 week after the course with a unit in Oroville for more hands-on on technical work. If this program interests you, kindly contact the Kondavi on 936004353538 or marty@oroville.org. First Oroville Athletics Meet 2013 will occur on 24th of March at the Ashakti Sports Complex in Dana, between 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and between 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And participants will be children from all Oroville schools and outreach school, and it is open to all Orovillians and friends. Activities would be 100 meter race, 800 meter race and a long jump in categories men and women above 12 years old. No registration required for this first Oroville Athletics Meet, just come on that day to participate in sportswear. Those who would like to train before are welcome to the Ashakti Sports Ground to see the track and train. There would be also special races for children from 5 to 7 years old and from 8 to 11 years in the evening. And here's an announcement again from the Central Guest Ground from Saravanan and Tineke, which is trying to convey to all Orovillians hosting guests that we supposed to follow the procedure. First, your foreign guests will have to fill a C form and triplicate within 24 hours of arrival. The original white form together with a copy and photocopy of their passport and visa will have to be brought to one of the following places, either financial service, visitor center or center guest house. And one copy of this form stays with you. If you receive a guest in a place which is not registered as one of the official Oroville guest houses, you will have to add a letter to the form. Don't forget the photocopy of the passport and visa, stating that this person is a personal guest of you with your name, address and phone number on it. If you receive a friend or family member in your house, you also will have to attach a letter to the C form together with a photocopy of the passport and visa, stating that this is a personal friend staying with you from date to date. All official guest houses forms will have to be stamped with a rubber seal with the name, address and phone number on it. If any of these things are not properly done, at Santa Gus guest house are forced to deal with the consequences, trying to find you and trying to correct your mistakes. The properly filled in forms might get all rejected by error. After doing this work since last April, in many announcements in the news and notes, they still hope that by now you would know how to handle the formalities of your guests. But if you still have questions, don't hesitate to ask them, and they would be happy to explain it to you. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, they will screen Savitri, The Way of Love, which is the first Dr. Envy Nadakarni Memorial Lecture given by Narat in 2010. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, Autumn, made in India 2010 by writer and director Amir Bashir. Tomorrow they will screen an Italian drama mystery, The Spider's Stratagem, which was made in Italy in 1970 by director Bernardo Bertolucci. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Between the Folds, Exploring Origami, made in USA in 2008 by director Vanessa Gould. Once we are able to accept ourselves just the way we are, everything can start changing from that point forward, says Don Miguel Ruiz. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.